First of all, you fall sick. Because immediate transportation over there, lack of oxygen, you pass out. You feel miserable, then I bring you back. And everybody will laugh at you. When the service of helicopter was available, why didn't you go to Costa Rica, somewhere good, at least relax? What is good of being at the top of that mountain, which is nothing, there is no life over there, you have one single moment to look around. Right? It's stupid.
As the people that have watched it,
and they will tell you, it's not that moment to be at the top. The path is it. We are not talking about the garden here. Because garden is not ours. And we know that the door of the garden is not jar open even. You could walk over there and knock. And the door will not open. There is no guarantee. We know the path to the garden is so beautiful that you don't want to arrive even when you enjoy it and you have that hope. You know what the hope is? Anyone here? Any knowledge about hope? You should have. Haven't you seen the magic of hope? Hope has a magic. You know what's magic? There is something in medical club named this placebo. And it works. And if you do it good, the rate of success is more than 70%. A lot of drugs are not that high. There is only, that's a drug of hope. Oh, once they believe that, okay, the stupid people are the subject of placebo. Now it's proof that, no, it has nothing to do with stupidity, sensibility, none of that. It has a lot to do with the manner of the guy who is healing. There are even cases that the person knows that is taking placebo, and it works. It's not that you should fool yourself. There is something there that will make walking towards the garden beautiful. And when we talk about the path, suddenly, the path, you know, we talk about the path, right? Remember, path is the key word here, right? But when I said the path, what did you think about? Talk about the road. Did I say road? Is my English that limited and bad that I don't know the road and I use the word path, which is more complicated? I didn't say road, but you think about road. Why? Because to you, path is road. To us, path is not the road. What is path?
The way, the path.
The path, he will make sure to explain it, clarify it to you, to details. Path is the fellow travelers. Path is your peer, murad. Path is someone, because by path, we don't mean a physical existence. It's a human state of being, and that it's not individual. Individuality doesn't work here. Rumi, at the end of the story, I told you before, right at the end of the story, right at the paragraph that I left it, I mean, a couple of verses before I stopped, he said, listen, if you want to walk in this path, find fellow travelers, no matter they are Turk, Hindu, Arab or Canadian, A. If they are even black, they are wanted to you because fellow traveler is it. You have to get rid of this separation, right? The best place to do it is with fellow travelers. At least you know you have your best wishes in common. You have your best wishes in common. I didn't say the perfect fellow traveler. The fellow travelers are all the same. They are not there yet. Okay? That is it. Jealousy, you cut that. Because look at this story. This king is fighting what? First of all, why this king is so agitated? Because he is religious, right? He's fighting what? New religion. That's how it happens. You could start to fight with the fellow travelers because their backpack is different. Or maybe they wear different shoes, and or maybe they don't walk straightforward like you. They go special zigzag. That is not important. Important is traveling with the rest of the people, travelers. And for that, you have to get rid of that comparison, me and not me. Because within these fellow travelers, a lot of them will start to bloom. And you want to ruin them, you will find the tendency in you. Of course, you will not do something to harm them, but you will harm yourself in the path. These are the subject of these two kings. The first king is this, and the first king is not that bad, actually. Why this king ends up to be very bad? Because he's very clever. He has a vizier. Cleverness comes after the wit, which arises after intelligence. First is simple intelligence, then you become witty, very clever. That clever one realizes that there is no simple way to dig in other people. How could I dig in them? Ruin them from within. Okay, there was one ugly vizier like this. How many victims? A lot. This is what it is. So you will be warned about this vizier. This vizier will kill a lot in you. But of course, at the end of the story, Rumi will never say that, okay, you're doomed, because we don't believe in doom days, really. Did you know that we don't believe in doom days? We believe in the garden. Because we believe this is made for a fruit. The fruit is going to be here. Not that this is made to be eliminated just by some silly accident and thing like that. Like that, you have to get rid of this vizier. What does this vizier do? What was the trick of the vizier? Remember? Because you're there.
Yeah.
Before that did something, no? Yes, that's correct, but before that, the vizier came in and said, haha, I'm not like that. I accept the new ideas. I'm an intellectual for... Don't take me like those Orthodox people, okay? I'm very familiar with the modernism and I'm... Don't you find it? This is a superficial intellectualism. Okay, good. He came in, he attracted all the Christians, he became Christian. This is the first thing. Pretending. Because a jealous person will lose the originality. Will try to have the originality. All the jealous people, you know what they do? They use different masks. Because they don't want to be seen. They cannot afford to be honest. So they put the mask of dishonesty. With that mask, they fool a lot of people. So the people will get around them. Second thing he did. After doing all those propaganda and connecting to Christians, suddenly he became an isolationist, to cut off from other people. First, I arrive and I explain all my ugly faces to you as, this is not me, it's because of that. That happened. This is the first step, right? Second step, you remember in the first one, I brought in a lot of different people in my story. One, to blame them. Whatever you do wrong, you blame other people. Right? Okay, I brought a lot of people in. Now, this is not what I wanted. I want everyone out. So what I do, suddenly I start to talk about me, that unique me, that, listen, this happened to me, and me, I'm very sensitive to this. Me, that me will eliminate the rest in a way to talk about me. Then the third one is that, yes, I start to not. A piece in here, a piece there, and now the foods are all around. This gadget stuff, you could catch no matter what from no matter where and prepare a new soup that suits you, right? This is what you do, and you live with it. At the end of the day came to what? Let's look at the paragraphs. The vizier made another kind of trick. That trick was that he abandoned fishing and sat alone in seclusion. Right? This is the other trick. And nobody liked it, because if you say, I remember one of the oldest tricks, if you want to bother someone, tell that fellow that, you know what, I know something about you which I'm happy you don't know it, because if you know it, it will ruin your entire life. That fellow will beg you to be informed about that, and you keep repeating that. I tell you, you don't know it, and that's good. Only I know it. What if I let you know it? It will ruin your life. Fellow would say, no, I'll control myself, because that's the curiosity of it, right? That's what the gang of intellectuals do. There are movement of intellectualism, the people will come up and suddenly they will be different. Suddenly they talk about something else. They talk about devaluation of talking. You could become the nihilist. Talk nonsense, all of that. But in a way, you could trick a lot of people that I know a lot, but I'm not in the mood of talking. And they believe you. They started to say, dear Vazir, what we are used to, blah, 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 blah. This was his trick. They repeatedly asked him to come out, okay, let's be together, touch us, teach us, do this, do that. He said, oh, I'm sorry, because at the moment the bread is ready, I have the bread, sorry, but you're an infant, you have to drink milk. You're not at that stage. If I give you the bread, you will die. You see, that was the silly trick I told you. The verse is 582. If you give a baby bread instead of milk, take it that the poor baby will die of the bread. A lot of this argument we saw, all was designed to do what? We know that this vizier is not honest. He cannot be honest. Why? He has a genetic defect, remember? Rumi said, genetically, this vizier is from the